PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to marykay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to marykay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to marykay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's marykay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
Yeah, sometimes I seriously listen to us just to calm myself. Like when I go to goddamn Walgreens, I'll just be like, okay, I'm going to listen to us having fun together. Like
that's kind of narcissistic,
laugh.
By the way.
I laugh when I listen to us. I fucking laugh, dude.
A little narcissistic.
I can't tell if it's narcissistic or
I appreciate
like,
it.
Self-soothing. It's just
I agree.
I'm just like, hey, it's two friends laughing. It's like,
I think you ladies are great anyway. So, but speaking of being great.
What?
Can you bring us into the show or not bring us in?
I have no
or
idea.
What?
Baby, I hear the rain and calling or falling chopped salad and scrambled eggs. My bad version of the Frasier song.
Did we even introduce ourselves in the last episode? I don't remember.
No, because you don't do what I ask you to do.
Welcome
all the time.
To the Real Housewives of Reality. We're your hosts. I'm Scarlett.
I'm Allison.
I'm Leon. I know what love is.
He's done.
But does he?
I don't know why.
Oh, I'm getting a new tattoo, Allison.
Oh, he is getting a new tattoo. Two days before my birthday, he's getting a tattoo for my birthday.
What's it going
to
be?
Don't say it like that.
It
that's the only time I happen to have an appointment. No, it's so as most people know, I'm a huge advocate of mental health, and that's what I do for a living.
So
I'm getting a tattoo. It's gonna be it's gonna include the mental health awareness ribbon, which is like a lime green,
right?
She can.
Okay.
And it's gonna say "End the Stigma," but then there's gonna be like a watercolor picture of a face that's filled with all the different colors of mental health awareness, like schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, do all of that. So,
and then nice. Do you guys ever do that thing where it's like I think you're supposed to paint one of your nails that lime green color
Awareness Month.
Yeah,
it's like your ring finger or it's one of the ring finger. I don't know if it's the right.
I'm not sure which one. I know what you're talking about. And I also I'm thinking about getting a semicolon tattoo behind my ear.
Nice.
So think about doing that.
And that semicolon's for mental health as well.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know that. What does it represent? I don't know what that means.
I don't know exactly.
Look up the exact.
I'll tell you.
My stomach hurts. Good news, guys. No cancer. Bad news. Autoimmune disease, maybe, probably. Great, excited.
I'm so sorry, but I'm so happy.
I'd much rather be the autoimmune.
Well, because also, I don't know that we had shared with our listeners that there was a scare of that.
Oh, yeah.
So it was that weighed heavy on
all of us.
I know on you, but on all of us, like the past couple of weeks. I was scared.
Me too.
So the semicolon, actually, in punctuation, the semicolon is used when a sentence could have ended, but didn't. So when you get a semicolon tattoo, you're representing represents a person could have ended their life, but chose not to. So
that's
it's an empowering
really
symbol of a person's ability to write their own story and overcome struggles. So that's very important. I might actually get him to incorporate that in my tattoo a little bit as well, because we've actually had some friends and loved ones that have died of suicide, but also, You know, it says it uses a message of affirmation and solidarity against suicide, depression, addiction, and other mental health issues as well.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to get that incorporated in my tattoo as well.
Get that behind my ear.
So, that's beautiful.
The reason I'm doing it and is because of my passion for it, my love for it. I know Scarlett is too. But I was telling my tattoo artist, he goes, well, why would you do something like that? And I was like, because for me, it's a conversation starter. You know, people can see it and then ask questions. And when
it
comes
to...
I'm Ramona.
Shut the fuck up, Ramona.
I'm getting the tattoo because I want people to talk to
wait
me.
Wait a couple weeks. Wait 2 weeks. And then...
Wait 10 days.
Yeah, wait, oh, yeah,
no,
wait,
that is actually
days.
Really beautiful. And yeah. It's solidarity. And it's like, oh, hey, I can see that. And maybe someone will see that and say, oh, I can talk to you. Or at least even just see it.
Yeah.
Safe
space. Yeah.
Yeah, safe space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But...
Speaking of safe space, thank God.
All
Martin,
I want
Martin's
for Christmas,
back.
Just you. Just you. It's all I want for Christmas.
I'm going to get those lyrics tattooed because no one can memorize them. But yeah, no, but safe space is Martin. We love Martin.
Thank God Martin is back. As a matter of fact, our clip of the week, we have three clips to play.
Oh, yeah, I went
a little
clip crazy.
But the first one happened at 3 minutes in, and it was from our wonderful Martin.
And the clips don't necessarily go in order of the show. So it's our Martin clip, which we knew was our main one.
Oh, God, I love it.
And then we cover the dick clip of the week, where we almost got Sonia talking about dicks. We did get Ebony and Leah talking about dicks, so I'll take it. And then the last one is...
What was the last one?
Sonia talking about how she likes diamonds on her panties.
On her panties,
when
yeah.
she's singing the song at the parties.
Would you call it the tip clip of the week?
Just the tip clip. Just the tip clip of the week. Yeah.
Just the tip clip of the week. Yeah.
It's just the tip clip of the week.
I don't have enough time to edit all these songs I'll keep making. I'm not doing it. I'm not editing another one.
Singing.
The clip of the week for the last episode was good enough. I'm going to keep that one.
It's the clip of the week.
But I'm not
editing
another one. I
really hope we don't have to keep having a clip of the week clip. Okay,
yes,
I'm just saying.
I'm sending these podcasts this week to Lin-Manuel Miranda.
He's going
to
write a fucking musical.
We're songstresses. I know, writing music.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Something. I promise. You're something.
Yep.
She's starting.
I'm going to convince him to put us in the sequel work. Okay, sorry.
Start with Martin. Oh, I want Martin on the show. We've reached out. I'm putting it in the universe. I want to interview Martin. I want to train with Martin.
I want to just be friends with Martin. But he seems like he might be a handful.
And speaking of mental health, I do believe Martin is actually a sufferer of a TBI, which is a traumatic brain injury.
I agree
without
with you.
A doubt
he's
in my
too
mind.
Too many times. But he's such
but
a good
how
guy.
Is he so good at reading people? Like he's like get this through. Like he's good at getting people through their trauma. He's like punch that out. Don't do it. Like don't like.
Mm-hmm. My next note is that better be fake fur, Ramona. I couldn't keep up with the fur. I can't keep doing this.
It's Ramona's coat. That better be fake. Scarlet.
Ramona had like five coats. She said it through the whole episode. Yeah, yeah. She's like, I can't keep doing this.
Oh my God. And Luann throwing a party for Ramona and Sonia. What could go wrong? Oh boy.
I wanted to host the party. You know what? I wanted to include Sonia. But also, it's so rude that Sonia has never been included in Ramona's parties.
I know.
And they're BFs forever.
They've been BFs for 30 years.
But she's not
30 years,
but allowed to
come
to my birthday parties. 50 of my closest girlfriends, but not my BF. I hate her so
and
hard.
And also Ramona going, I'm not used to receiving. I'm much more of a giver. And I was like,
I
when
bet
the
you
fuck?
Are. I bet you
when
are.
When the fuck have you given anything?
I bet
anyone?
You are. Ramona.
Other than racist comments.
Oh my God. But, oh yeah, been so bad. Then they cut back to the boxing match.
I know.
Because Martin was like, wait, your grandma died? How old was she? And like, and he's like, 78 or something. And like, how old are you? And she's like, 38. And
no, that's the beginning. That's the clip we got. That's the clip of the week.
Oh, yes. I thought you were 20. And she's like, oh, black don't crack. And he's like, I've never heard this expression. And then Sonia comes in. And he's like, have you ever heard the expression black don't crack? And she's like, well, blondes do. But I'm a blonde. And I'll tell you, we do. I feel 48 years old right now. But I just love, he's like, I've never heard that. Have you heard that? Like, just,
I know. Well, Sonia's growing as a person. And I believe Ebony's the catalyst of this because, and they cut back to Luann and Ramona talking about how Sonia needs to see a professional. I fully believe Martin is the professional that Sonia needs. I think he is helping her.
Yeah. Although the pigtails were frightening.
I thought it was cute.
I didn't say
that. I told Scarlett this. I, as a man, I have no sexual attraction to Sonia, But I am so endearing, and I do.
You're so endearing
to her, so endearing to her, and then I just think she's amazing. I just wanted to say the words wrong because I do on the show all the time, right?
She is, yeah. I've found myself actually using words wrong because we do too many impressions of the housewives. Like, so I've in real life said the wrong words.
I adore her, and I told Scott, I said I would just want to be friends with her and do anything I could to just protect her from assholes like Ramona.
Mm. Yeah, she does have some. She's so earnest. She's just earnest.
She earns
like,
something.
Oh, God.
As long as it's not from Wells Fargo where the rates are lower.
You want to talk about Wells fucking Fargo?
That's my favorite!
I have a taste for luxury, but not for Wells Fargo or cheap red wine.
Am I right? Oh, God. Ebony and Sonia are just perfect together. They are the best friends that we needed. But these two are so great. But, you know, after the whole boxing thing is the Ebony segment where she's calling her sister. And I didn't really have much to say because I feel kind of wrong for commenting on it because it's like, that's too personal. Good for her, though, but I felt really weird watching it. I felt not in a bad way. I'm happy for her, but I was like, I don't feel like I should be watching this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I hope it turns out. Well, I liked that it closed with Ebony saying, even if she's not my sister, I want to be in touch with this woman because she is a strong woman.
Yeah.
I do believe that they are sisters.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think this is, because I don't remember a few years ago on like Jersey when Melissa was like, there might be another sister because a psychic said it. And that was like a fake storyline. I was like, all right, Melissa, like
anything.
Go home, Melissa. Line. You're drunk.
Yeah, like, really.
But this felt very authentic.
Yeah.
And like
I think that's why I felt so uncomfortable because it felt like I felt like I was sitting in Ebony's living room watching her do this. And I was like, I don't think I should be here.
I kind of appreciate how she, out of all the other New York ladies, she's willing to actually put some of her personal life on display.
I think, and you're right, and I think it's important because she's showing people that it's okay to have real things happen to you.
Yeah, it's definitely okay to have fucked up situations in your life. It's okay. It's okay to have, you know, dad issues or mom issues or possible sibling issues, real things that happen on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You know, where Ramona just chooses to hide everything like nothing ever happens
to
her.
Right.
It's like that's why I couldn't even watch the whole episode. I can't do it. I can't take her just lack of compassion for other human beings that, and everything is always about her situation. It doesn't matter. Like when they were talking, Luann and her were talking about the birthday party and how they were concerned for Sonia and her brother and all this. Everything about that conversation was never any concern about
Sonia. It was
Sonia.
About Ramona.
It's how Ramona feels if Sonia something happens
to
Sonia.
I had to stop helping him and drove into a tree and it could have been someone else.
Oh my God.
That could be Sonia now.
I got
Sonia's
going
to drive into a tree. And I was like,
when Luann's like, was he in a car crash? He was in a car. That is not what she fucking asked you. I don't understand why
he
couldn't just say yes.
He was in a car crash alone, which is tragic.
And
but don't put that on Sonia. Yeah.
And then she said he might have been drinking.
He might have been doing a lot. He might have been doing anything.
He might have been drinking. No, was he drinking or was he not drinking and driving?
I mean, you might as well say he might have been doing meth.
You had an autopsy and you would know if he was drunk driving or not. Don't just say, well, he was in a car and he might have been having a few drinks.
Well, and Ramona, who I need, but Ramona, you may or may not have been pouring wine through a mask into Sonia's mouth.
Yeah, listen, let's not be so fucking holier than thou. You're the biggest enabler that she has. Period. The end.
Yeah, but the other part with Ebony is just the story with the dad. The thing that was so sad was that the not shown to graduation, but then when
the
she went
moving
to college.
Oh God, Allison,
took one load of like
and then
stuff from the car. I was like, I'll be right back. Just bounced.
I want to know how she got the rest of her stuff. I worry.
I mean, she probably just moved it. I mean, I had, hey, what do you think? How do you think this song?
Oh,
again,
I know.
Wish you were visual.
I know.
How do you think this palace came to life? I did this. I did it all myself.
I didn't pay anybody.
It looks wonderful.
It does. But that was very, very sad. I just felt, I don't know. It felt really real. Like, I'm super invested in this. I hope it goes well.
Yeah, I think it will. Because I think ending it with, like, I want to meet her no matter what, blood sister or not, is good. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I only care if you're my sister. It was like, no matter what, we're strong women that have we've connected through this and been through.
Hold on,
this.
Oh, but yeah, just I don't know. I agree that bad people make good TV. I can understand that, but Ramona is just a straight up terrible human being, and I don't even think it's worth her being on there. I hope that she gets fired after the season. I believe that the reason they have casting issues for this show is because of Ramona. No one wants to work with her.
Oh my gosh. I got to do, because you know how I'm doing the Bravo booster pack for all the iconic episodes. I'm going to find some, because I've been revisiting a lot of Housewives, like New York, and Ramona's an original cast member. I should get some clips just for you, Leon. Like, if you think she's been bad this season, she's been a monster.
So here's what, I want to be a part of the Bravo booster pack. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to find one of the classic Housewife episodes that you think I absolutely need to watch. I will watch it, and then we'll set up a time to do a Bravo booster pack together.
I've been looking. There's a couple I haven't. They're all vacation ones.
I know, but you only
get
one.
It's going to be in New York, though. It's going to be in New York, because I feel like you're most familiar with the New York cast.
Well, no, I actually know Beverly Hills. I watched that in Orange County, so I've seen them over the years. Same thing with Jersey and stuff like that, but you get to pick. I'm giving you absolute blasé faire choices.
Oh, I like. Ooh, fancy. Ooh, fancy. What did you go to college? Laissez faire?
Yes, yes.
For all of our idiot listeners, that means fancy. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. I think Scarlett's dying.
Are you okay?
Should we take a pause?
Yeah, let's take a pause.
Let's go to commercial break. You know what? It's time to pay those bills.
Yeah, you know what? We'll go ahead and do that. We'll take a commercial. We'll pay some bills, and we'll come back, and hopefully Scarlett's still with us. And if not, then Allison and I'll just wrap it up, and then we'll finish
we'll
out later.
We'll find hopefully a good Christmas song that certainly doesn't rip off any other Christmas songs.
Yeah, we'll get our lawyers to talk about it, and my lawyer, and all of this. And lawyer
yeah,
up.
You know what? We lawyer need a break up, for our lawyers to talk about the Christmas song and about the commercial.
Lawyer up, baby, because you ain't going to find nothing here.
Lawyer up, bitch. Rihanna. All right. I'll see you in a second.
See you in a minute.
Oh, God, I have to pee. Be right back, guys.
See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping. And I got just the one. And this week, our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
It's the clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week, yeah. Girl.
It's the clip of the week. Ooh, the clip of the week, yeah.
So you want me to play the clip of the week here?
Yeah, play
okay.
It.
Clip of the week.
My aunt!
So what's new with you?
Well, Grandma passed away last Thursday. He was 87.
How old are you?
37.
And wow, I thought you were like 20-something.
Ooh, you know black don't crack, Mark. You ever heard that?
I heard that.
Sonia's wise enough to know when a clip needs sticking. And I got just the one. And this dick clip is second to none.
It's Sonia's dick of the week. Yeah. Sonia's dick of the week. Yeah, yeah.
What's going on?
Do you remember me?
Yeah.
How you doing?
You're the politically correct, astute, sexy, nude poser.
I'm very talented, but there's one thing I can't do is
what?
Take this off by myself.
Three, two, one.
Oh my God.
Hi, Kurt. Right. How are you?
Looking fabulous and gorgeous as always.
Oh, so nice to see you.
Yes. Who that man? Is there a man here?
Oh my God, that's the model, the male model from the painting.
Oh my
painting.
God.
He is so cute. Yeah. Is he going to be nude tonight?
I don't know. He has a beautiful penis.
He has a very nice penis.
Oh, yeah. It's a very good size. It wasn't fully
it was right. Still, it was kind of flaccid, but
it was still
chubby and nice.
Yeah.
I almost forgot I saw his dick. It's amazing. That's a feat. Because it was nice, you know?
Bonus clip of the week. Ooh, clip of the week. Yeah, bonus.
You're going to sing, but what do I want for Christmas? Just you.
That's okay. The part I love.
Okay, so
I like diamonds and panties too.
It's parties, not panties.
But
I like panties too.
Diamonds on my panties, and you.
Diamonds on my panties.
I've missed you so much.
Oh God.
I miss you.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough, and there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
Have you ever felt stuck in your relationship or in your marriage? Have you ever wished that there was someone that could tell you exactly what you needed to know about love and relationships? My name is Kiana W. Mitchell, and I am the host of a podcast called Music and Therapy with Relationship Coach Kiana W. Mitchell. Each week on the podcast, I talk about relationship issues and what you can do right now to improve your relationship. So join me each Wednesday as we talk more about relationships. Music and Therapy with Relationship Coach Kiana W. Mitchell is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
What are you sorry from?
Sorry.
It's all good. Are you going to bring us back from break?
Yeah, we're back. Oh, I'm back.
Are you sorry that you messed up the lyrics to... Wait, are you sorry? Because something that was was chilling to me as someone that lives in an apartment. Excuse me, but Luann being like, I don't know if you girls saw, but I got a new piano. And I was like, oh my God, her neighbors.
I know.
Like, if one of my neighbors got a piano, you can use this in court. Listen. I would burn this place down. I will burn the whole complex
can
down.
I just
she probably lives in a fancy enough apartment complex that has soundproof walls.
She lives across from Tom. I couldn't fucking believe my ears when she's like, you know, Lisa Rinna was in my last video. I screamed.
To quote Enrique Iglesias, you can run, you can hide, but you can't escape my Rena. You can run. No, I was like, we didn't have Beverly Hills, but Rena finds
a way. God damn it, she showed up.
She always does. But yeah. Oh, Lisa Rena was in my last video. Yeah. So it was Jill Zarin, whoever else. Anyways, but I got a new piano.
Yeah.
And it's like this untouched, beautiful white piano.
Gorgeous. Like, it almost blends into the wall. It almost, I was like, oh, it's just like a wall with keys on it. Oh,
but
my God.
What's going on there? Like just heart and soul?
Did you notice her cabaret poster just casually sitting on the floor against the wall? Just casually.
But so she drops it on us that we're going to do a Christmas song.
Oh, God, yes. And Garth. Oh, by the way, Garth's gone. Bye-bye. We knew that was going. Bye, Garth.
Oh, yeah, Garth.
Rest in peace.
Garth and her like broke up after a Page Six article was like, Luann seen about town with her new man.
This is too much for me. I'm out.
She's like, oh, can you believe they wrote about us in the paper? You know, when you talk to the press,
she says it was my own fault. It was my own fault. I'm the one who caught the paparazzi.
See you, Garth. Though I don't want your goddamn lamb curry or goat, whatever.
He was an Adonis. How dare you? But oh my God!
So yeah, and we're doing a Christmas song, Ramona? We Are the World, where everyone has like a different line, but it's the same line.
Ramona.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They were all the same lines. They're gonna.
My ears were bleeding. I'm like,
they all make the line their own.
Christmas. Christmas. He's like, no, it's Christmas, and she's like, Christmas. Christmas. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. And that engineer, his eye rolls were so fucking classic.
So good.
Oh my God.
I guess these guys have actually worked with real people. I don't know how Luann got her hands on them.
She paid for it because she's like, I can't believe I had the opportunity to work with these people. And Leon says, yeah, you can. Anyone can if they pay for it.
You pay for it. Yeah. So it's like Bruce, who worked with Barbara Streisand, and Billy, who's been with Liza.
Billy's been with Liza Minnelli for 25 years.
Liza. Yeah. So
I love Liza Minnelli. Oh,
my God. I know. Oh, my God. Have you seen the Judy Garland?
The Renee Zellweger?
Yes. Have you seen that?
Yes. There's even an episode of Woody Bitch. I'll timestamp it and send it to you. But where talk about, I saw it with my mom. I made her go see it with me.
Good. So good.
But there was an old couple and the old man next to us. Because we were only four people in the theater. Because it was a matinee, like on a Tuesday. As I do. as Allison. But at the end of it, it was like, Judy Garland died at the age of 48 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And the old man, who was like 70, went, oh my God, Judy died?
How's Michael Jackson taking it?
Well, this movie was like 2 years ago. Like, just, like,
yeah.
Geez. Like, she done been dead. And not disrespectfully. Like, I'm just like, yeah. And
Oh my God.
I had to, like, clutch my own, like, you know, when you, like, dig your nails into your own leg just to not laugh.
Speaking of a moment like that, catch this.
Oh,
we went to the doctor yesterday.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
And I know this isn't necessarily New York related, but I feel like this would be Ramona.
No, maybe.
Yeah, close, but she wouldn't use it. Anyways.
Oh, just wait.
So we get there, and we get there 20 minutes early, but just because we leave, when we drive an hour, we're either going to be there early or get stuck in traffic and be on time. So we're there, and this lady just starts going, these motherfuckers.
But just real quick, we're sitting here waiting to get called to find out if I have cancer or not. So we're like, kind of tense, okay?
And this is the kind of doctor's office. And Scarlett, other than this lady that was ranting and raving, Scarlett was the youngest person there by no shit, 25 to 30 years. That's, and normally I give Scarlett a hard time about her age, but even as old as she is, the next person there was 25 years.
Scarlett, just so everyone knows, Scarlett looks young as hell. I would card you if I was still working at a bar.
Thanks, girl. Yeah. How dare you!
With that Lisa Rinna hair, would you take a phone call?
With that fucking ring.
No,
down.
That was my alarm for weird.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Anyways, but this bitch, man, I almost said something, but I decided not to. But she's going on and on and on about these motherfuckers, these whack ass doctors,
whack ass quacks,
whack ass quacks,
whack ass quacks.
What it is
for 20 minutes, she did
her
this.
Primary care doctor that referred her to the GI doctor. Told her to be there 30 minutes before her appointment.
To do paperwork.
Yeah.
We'll come to find out the GI doctor schedules you when they say 10 o'clock. Your actual appointment's 10:20, 10:30. They put it in their schedule for you to do paperwork, so it's not a last minute rush. And
oh, so
this bitch has never been to a doctor. Yeah, so she shows up at 9:30, and her actual appointment's not till 10:30, but the GI doctor wanted her there at 10.
Right.
So she is. She's 10:35.
Before she even gets on her phone, she goes up
to
the desk.
That's insane,
though,
because right? I feel like
she goes to the desk and she's like, "I ain't got all fucking day. Well, you think I'm gonna sit here all day on my day off?" I mean, she made it very clear that it was her day off. Proceed,
at
Leon.
At least five
so
times.
It's like, yeah, you will sit here all day. What are you gonna do?
Leon says out loud, like, "You've never been to a doctor's office before."
Yeah.
Well, that's. I was gonna say, I don't know if I like. It's like I've never been to a doctor right.
Hey, can you stop smoking a pack of cigarettes on break so your voice doesn't change?
I know, like it's. I sound like Leon.
Happy birthday. Waiting in the doctor's office.
She's like a trucker. Over.
Also, for the record, I've never had a cigarette in my life. I'm just
good for you. Like,
good for you.
You know, I get my morning dragon voice, and
I do. I
sometimes
love
you say it's hot. Sometimes
I think
you
it's very.
Well,
hot.
It was until you just hacked up your lung.
This lady.
So this lady is going on these motherfuckers
on the phone.
Whack
now.
Ass
she's on the phone
doctors.
Now.
We hear all motherfucking day with one person, and then the next person she calls. I don't know what the fuck their problem is. I got to be at work at noon.
I said I thought it was your day off.
Schedule my appointment for in the morning so I go to work in the afternoon, but I guess I'm going to have to take the day off.
I got problems with my stomach. They tell me not to drink alcohol. I'm going to leave this motherfucker and go have a beer before I go to work. I got to be working noon. I'm going to have me a beer. I was like, what is happening?
And then this other lady was trying to get her to, like, listen, it is what it is. I mean, she was going on and on and on and on. And as soon as she left, I go, hey, isn't your appointment in like 10 minutes? So should we say something?
I said, if my appointment's not called on time, I'm going to go off. It's my day off, motherfuckers. I'm going to have a beer.
I'm going to go have a beer. They told me not to drink. I'm here because of my liver. I don't care. I ain't going.
It was terrible. It was dumb. She just
as soon as she got called back, when she left the lobby, everybody erupted in laughter. It was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, she thought she was going to just cause everybody to be uncomfortable. She's going to cause a scene. Everybody was laughing at this woman.
Speaking of causing a scene, Leah, why are you so goddamn worried about a contract?
Because they're blatantly ripping off All I Want for Christmas Is You. They're blatantly ripping off the biggest Christmas song ever.
It's true. I get that. But Luann's like, now is not the time to talk to my producer about it. And Leah, at the same time, we both said, yes, it is. This is the exact time to be talking to your producer about it.
It's like you avoided it ahead of time. Like, Luann was like, no, it's...
oh, it's no big deal. It's fine. It's fine. And then like, I'll get my stuff sent to you.
I agree with Leah on this, but she's doing it the wrong way. She's making it very weird. Instead of
she's making it a whole fuss.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, who's gonna really sue you guys? But yeah. I was like once I heard the song, because I was like, this sounds bad but familiar.
Has it been released or is it coming out this year?
Oh, I will be getting that track for us.
Like, watching it on repeat.
That's a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, I also wrote, Leah, you're not important enough for someone to want to come after because Luann had you sing on a shitty song. Just so you know.
Yeah. I think Ramona and Sonia's takes are much better. So,
oh my God, Sonia's so great.
All anyone has to do is come in and say, the line is, what do I want for Christmas? Just you. That's all they have to sing, right?
And they keep saying the wrong things.
I need to find, because I think I wrote down Sonia's or Ramona's. But what do I want for Christmas? Just you.
And then they're Christmas. Like, no. He's like, Christmas. She's like, Christmas.
But there's no but. There's no but. And then but there's no, like,
it's just you. Like, it's he says, again, do I want just for you.
Christmas. And you, and then they're no, just you. No. And everyone comes in and just hits on both the men.
And finally, they get enough where they're like, I think we got it.
But she's like, oh, hello. Hi. Oh, wow. Do you have any Earl Grey tea? I just have to wake up. Oh, you look fantastic with your longer hair. Like, she's just like, whoa.
She says, oh, don't you look sexy? I was like, honey, you're not his type. Keep moving.
She's just hitting on. And then then Ramona's like, she just goes off script and is like, I like this line more. And she's like, circling the world until we find the perfect love. They're like, no. And she's like, no.
Next door, the dog's going,
the neighbors are like, first the piano, now this.
My question is, who decides to record an album in a very open, not very acoustic, all white apartment?
It's because, like Luann said, auto-tune is going to be their favorite, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. They can
what did you find, Leon?
Before appearing on The Real Housewives of New York City, De Lesseps.
De Lesseps. Held a
job in Connecticut working as a licensed nurse and a Wilhelmina model. The star joined the Roni cast as a regular cast member but got demoted to friend of because she didn't live in NYC.
Okay, what's that got to do with the song?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you've got to watch Leon, you have a lot of required watching. I'm going to send it for the booster pack.
You get one
remember
episode.
Remember that Luann special? But
yes.
Before they were housewives. And they've only done it on Luann.
They only did one. They're going to do one on NeNe.
I would love that.
I think that's the next one they're going to do.
Luann is hilarious. Because she hosted her own little show in TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
She's like, here I am, the Countess, and we're going to shop in TJ Maxx. And it was just nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, what the?
Oh, and when she married Tom, she was supposed to give up the Countess line.
But she didn't.
Please tell me it's not about Tom.
I don't want to be about Tom.
It's about Tom. It's Thomas. What do I want for Christmas? For it to not to be about Tom.
What do I want for Christmas?
Just Tom.
Spy on Tom. She's like sitting on her balcony.
Yeah, she still spies on Tom. That's bizarre. I feel like that's something else. We'll cover that in a different episode. But it's so weird that she does live just like. Like, I live in an apartment, like up high, and it's like, if I could see my ex's, patio, that would be so torturous. Fucking weird.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, I wouldn't buy a place or rent a place just because I could look at the window and be like...
And by the way, she acts like she didn't know. She acts like she didn't know until Ramona pointed it out. Bitch, you've seen that. You looked out that window.
Yeah, you would know. You know. Lived there.
You probably snuck up to his patio when he wasn't there.
To see if you got a good sight line.
Just to see if you could say, hey, I'm going to go look at this apartment building.
Yeah, I legit could have had an apartment in a neighborhood I like more than this one. And I didn't get it because it was a neighborhood over from an ex. Mm-hmm. Like a neighborhood, not even across the street.
It'd be weird.
Oh. Neither here nor there. But so Luann goes, look, I'm not expecting everyone to come in and be Adele. And I was like, yeah, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, you will. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I hope Adele files a lawsuit.
And I also hate how Luann acts like she knows how to sing because, guys, spoiler, she doesn't.
She does not.
No.
But so then we have Sonia come in.
She's the best.
She's cute because apparently Sonia knows. So these guys have made the rounds with the housewives.
Yeah.
She knows, she's like, oh, Billy. Oh, la, la, la. She's like, now what word do I have to do? And
he's like, that's,
oh, I like this.
Diamonds and panties. That's parties. I like panties better.
Change. Why don't you change it? Oh, the times we've had. And then,
oh, she's so fantastic.
Continues to fuck up. And what do I want for Christmas?
Just you. No. But all I want. Nope. No, but.
Nope.
Nope. Try it again. See, all I want. Nope. No.
No. Mariah Carey's legal team is so ready. They're sitting with the FBI watching Erica Jane's episodes. Like, they're like, all right, this is like,
can we pause this one? We gotta watch this one real quick.
I'm not crazy, right? Because like, I was like, because all I want for Christmas is you.
Because so, they made it.
What do I want for Christmas? Just you.
The producer used the specific term several times, which made me nervous. It's not like we're sampling or stealing from other music. He made that clear. He hammered that point in. I'm thinking, I see what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's what made me think about it, because I was like, this doesn't sound... I was like, it sounds like a dumb bullshit.
Leon, is it available online?
No.
It's not.
Probably not.
Damn it.
No, not yet. It's going to come out this Christmas.
Oh, guys. It's all I want, is this.
I will say, like, Leah made a big deal, but this is the first episode that I was like, Leah makes sense.
Yes, she does, but now was not the time to do. You should have had this figured out before you knocked on the door.
But I was like, why is she going so over the top? And then I was like,
she knows something we don't. Yeah.
Well, I was like, oh, it's like, that's what made me, because I was like, I listened to it over and over, and because I was like, what could they be stealing? Like, what the fuck is, but yeah. But then Ebony goes in and it's like, I don't know, it's me, Ebony. It's
Ebony K.
Reporting live from Luann's apartment, and we are going to be seeing. But she just like nails it really good. She's like, and what do I want for Christmas? Just news.
Just news. Like, they're like, perfect. Get out of here. You're done.
Get out. Then Leah comes in. Randomly, suddenly, there's sushi.
I know.
Okay. I was like, all right.
That's when I saw the, I think that's also when I saw the cabaret poster. Or maybe it was before with Ramona. I'm not sure.
You saw the cabaret poster within like 3 minutes of being in her apartment.
Oh, yeah. And then Luann being like when Leah's asking, and Luann,
why are you being defensive?
If you don't feel comfortable, there's plenty of women who would love to do it instead. I was like, ew.
What is this? The Devil Wears Prada? There's a million girls that would kill for this job.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I'm not one of them.
If I was Leah, because I've been in situations like that, like with like jobs, like nothing sketchy, but they're like, oh, and if you want to leave, and we've got a whole line of people around the door, and I'm like, name five. I'm like, literally name five right now.
This
like,
song dude, has everyone.
I would have said that, because it's like,
New York's waiting? Hottest like, new song has everyone. It has.
New York's hottest new song has everyone. We're talking Lisa Rinna, Jill Zarin, a drunk Sonia Morgan, Ramona being racist,
Marley. And that
Martin the trainer, and that crazy lady from Scarlett's doctor's office who had a beer before noon.
All I want for this whack-ass Christmas, motherfucker, is motherfucking you, motherfucker.
I ain't got all day. It's my day off, but I gotta get to work at noon.
I gotta drink a beer first. Okay.
You gotta get that pre-work beer in.
Oh, man, God bless. So now we're doing the birthday party, which I hated because... it was clearly all about Ramona.
Boy, that was a straight up fucking thirst trap too. I don't care what anybody says. That wasn't a birthday party. That might as well have been like
like a brothel. That,
yeah, it was a brothel.
It's a fucking thirst trap.
Luann called their party planner and says, "Hey, go get some dudes and bring some dudes in here and string them in here for sex with these thirsty ass bitches."
All they wanted to do was fuck
so
Ramona.
So many dudes.
Kurt, the nude model, was there. How dare he?
And, I want you on the podcast. We're going to find you.
I know.
Yeah, I think we have
a special set of skills.
We have no money, but we will find you and we will.
Question. I need, this is a serious question.
Okay.
I feel that Kurt, the nude model, is fabulous because I felt like he was given the party planner's eyes.
But Luann seems to think that he's a skilled lover, so I don't know what that means.
Well, she sees his penis and thinks he can do it.
Oh, but yeah, what did they say? They said it was flaccid, but it was still thick.
Thick and good.
Chubby.
And then Ebony's like, I can't believe it. I forgot I saw that guy's dick.
That's one of our clips of the week.
Yeah. So
that's the dick
just
clip
as
of the week.
Just as a question.
Dick I'm
just,
the week?
Do y'all get that vibe from Kurt the new model?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I do.
I think I would like, I think we would like go shopping at a like Banana Republic outlet store, and he'd make me hold his bags. That's the vibe that I get from Kurt.
So what you're saying is I've got a better chance at landing him than you two ladies do.
Well, you know,
it's that. I just think that he just strikes me as someone that shops at Banana Republic outlet.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, I don't know what that means. It's just,
you know what it means? Discount prices. He's thrifty.
He's thrifty. Look, I know you guys hate when I go into these stores, but I have an ex who loved to shop at Banana Republic outlet. But the men's clothes are cute and tailored there. They're cute. Like, it's a good look.
Well,
the
you find yourself newly single, you gotta get your meat somewhere, so have your steak.
I think this episode should be called Flaccid But Chubby.
Yes. Can we do that?
Yes, we Apple can.
Apple can flag that.
No, it should be fine.
Flaccid But Chubby.
Flaccid But Chubby. Write it down.
I'm not typing that.
Why?
Why? So these women have been so mean to our Princess Sonia that she was like at her own birthday party was not going to drink. And I was like, the season is already suffering.
Mm-hmm.
NBC Universal has said that they are scared that this is ruining not just Bravo. Sorry.
You know what's ruining this podcast? Your goddamn alarms, Allison.
My alarms. In case I needed a wake up in the middle of our podcast.
No, that was Leon last week.
We should do one of those. So just like, let's just see what it's like if I just leave. I'll just leave the Zoom meeting on and just like you guys get to see me wake up. Hey. But no, they had Sonia scared to drink at her own birthday party.
I know.
And then I was like, this is going to ruin the. I know. I was like, but then Ramona saying, give her an hour or two. And I was like,
what a bitch, right? Right? And then why is Ramona so cloak and dagger about the young guy that clearly went home with her? Because she asked him at the end, do you have my address?
And I love, what an idiot, though. Because, like, I love a hot mic moment where it's like you don't know that the mic's on. But, like, that's usually a season one housewife thing. And Ramona has been on this for, I believe, at least 15 years.
13 or 14, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay, 13 or 14. But so it's like, you know, but it's like there's a mic on. It's her being like, do you have my address? Like, I'll text it to you. Right. And I was like, ugh. Like, gross, mom.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So then we have the strippers, which I thought was hilarious. And then Leah gave the stripper straight on grind dance, which I thought was very weird. But
also Leah was wearing her weirdo pigtail. Like
her
classic Leah being like, one of the most beautiful women, but
it's just, I can't figure out. I just can't.
Why do you dress like that? Why do you do that?
I don't know. For attention, I guess. I don't know. But can I just tell you something I caught? Well, Leon and I caught it at the same time. After the stripping thing, Luann says, we can all drink now. I said, we?
We can all. All?
If you're sober, you should have said, you can drink now. Not we can drink now, because that means you are included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, can we, Lou, or will it be things said afterwards?
Yeah.
But then as Sonia pounces shot into her own drink, she already has a cocktail, and Sonia just pours a shot into
the
cocktail.
She was so goddamn over it.
She was like, I'm ready.
She's tying one on and talking about vulvas. I'm like, oh, vulvas.
She's having, it's not a double, it's not a triple, it's a quadruple. She's just like, all right.
Fuck it. Then we have a really weird vulva incident. But these ladies are thirsty as fuck. And
what was the vulva thing?
I don't know even. I don't even know.
They couldn't figure out
where the vulva was. I'm like, see, this is.
This is where we need Mia from Potomac to tell us.
And then I should have seen this coming. And it pissed me off. Did you see the look of disgust on Ramona's face when Ebony had mentioned people of color who are Jewish?
She's doing the Black Shabbat.
Yeah. This is the look of disgust on her face. Not once, not twice, but three times. How about you not do that, Ramona?
She goes full Stassi Schroeder and it's my birthday. Don't bring it. Like, can we just not? It's my fucking birthday. But it's like,
and then like,
but it is mean though that I think it's mean that Ebony's not inviting Brashan.
I thought that was hilarious. I laughed. I was like,
I thought it was me. Because she was like, well, I'm only inviting my African-American friends that have been to Israel with me. And I was like,
and then these white bitches.
I was like, how often are you going to Israel, though? Like, that's a lot of trips.
I don't know. That whole thing was weird. That whole thing
I want to see that party. Yeah, I want to see it.
Oh, we're going to see it. And it was, I don't understand why Ramona had to make it a thing. She's like, oh, let's not do this on my birthday. And she's like, what, invite you to an event? I'm sorry, I didn't realize I shouldn't invite you to an event on your birthday. I apologize.
On my birthday. I'm sorry, I'm trying to fuck this 26-year-old boy who I just gave my address to via a text. Oh my God, so he can Uber over.
And then the money stuff comes up again.
Leah brings up the song.
It's a shit show. And then I wrote this. Here's my exact note. This is why we can't have nice things. Can we please bring back Dorinda? Because she always makes it nice.
Well, I also saw, did you see, something is shady if Luann's not, it's like maybe
You're about to say something. I think I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, Luann is probably donating this year, but is she donating forever?
Right.
Because like that song, like, she says, money can't buy you class. I still jam out to that
song. So do I. Luann said, why worry about things that don't exist yet?
Scary.
I knew it.
Ominous. But also, though, the Ramona fighting Leah about her clothes or whatever, like about her.
I know.
Like, she's like, all you have is you're married to the mob or whatever, blah, blah, blah. No, who wears that, et cetera. Like,
oh, apparently a lot of people.
But no, yeah, when she went, I already have Rihanna wearing my shit. I don't need you wearing my shit, Ramona. You're not my demographic. But did you see that Rihanna posted on Instagram the next day, like she was like, oh, who said what? And like posted a picture of her wearing Married to the Mob stuff. And I was like, damn, Rihanna's stepping
in. I love that. Rihanna, we know you listen. I'm tagging you this week.
And Nicki Minaj has stepped in on Potomac.
Oh, yes, she has. That was fucking fantastic. I love that.
And then we've got Drake on Bev Hills. Like, I'm like,
yes, we got it covered.
Get them in the reunion.
For real.
Back when in the Vanderpump days, which I know you don't watch, but when they were like... Yeah.
I have two more notes on this. Can we stop eating these cakes like animals? You're finger banging the balls off these cakes, bitches. Can you get a fork? It's COVID, okay?
Also, that was the most predictable fucking thing I've seen in my life when Leah was like, it's me, Leah. I'm sober right now. I'll be in charge of the cakes. It's edgy.
And a vagina and a dick.
It's a dick and a vagina or a vulva, whatever you want to call it. But I was so like, great, stupid. Cool. Like, I knew the second she was like, I'll do desserts. I have something in mind. I was like, great. Oh, great. Like, I was like, cool. Let's bachelorette do the dick party. Cake again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it just, again. It was like, how many times have we seen dick cakes? Like,
tit cakes, dick cakes. I mean, we got them everywhere.
I think I've seen more dick cakes than I've seen dicks in my life.
Like, agreed.
Not with how you start out with stories. I have an ex.
Hey, you got to get your meat from somewhere.
Speaking of getting your meat from somewhere, my last note is Ramona's going to go get dick down.
Yeah, you have my address. Hey, you have my address.
No,
text, right?
I'll text it to you.
Shut the fuck up, Ramona.
What if the guy would have said that? Shut the fuck up, Ramona.
But it sounded just like Sonia. He said it, but Sonia's voice came out of him. Like Inception.
Sonia went into his body, like her spirit transitioned.
Just for that second.
Hey, you have my address, right? It's I'll text it to you.
Ghostbusters 3. It's like Sonia goes into him just to say shut the fuck up,
Ramona.
Oh my God.
What do I want for Christmas? Just no more dick cakes, please.
So we had the most sound clips from this show that made us giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was pretty on par with the
lackluster. I could not wait for it to be over.
It has been the worst season in the history of any Housewives ever.
I literally dread watching it. I dread it.
It's hard to get through it.
Yes.
I toss and turn. I like,
you're like, I gotta stretch first.
It's gotta be Ramona's the reason, right?
100%. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Who else? Who else would it be?
Well, no, it could be Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna is involved in the. She was in the music video, which now I want to look up.
I don't remember seeing Rinna in the Being Giovanni.
Did you?
Oh, was it Giovanni? Giovanni. I was looking at Shay Levy.
No, it's Giovanni.
Okay, and then obviously Giovanni by class. Okay,
I'll look up Giovanni.
Are you guys going to glance over it also on top of how just racist Ramona is? not just with the look, but how she started to just refuse the conversation.
But here's
I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, she, no, I can't.
It's I think that's what kills me the most is that's what she doesn't realize is the most racist thing she can say to her. I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Why does
yeah.
it have to be this or why does it have to be that?
Because it is. That's why it has to be.
It
because
is.
You
also,
made it that
it's Ramona.
Way.
Yeah. It's Ramona. And like it's I also but it's also very I think this is good. It's helpful and interesting to have. Like Leon is watching Ramona with fresh eyes, whereas we have seen Ramona as it feels like that crazy aunt at Thanksgiving that you're like, oh,
we've
she's
seen her
say
as a monster
bad.
Forever, yeah.
So you're just like, well, she's here just comes. Gonna do that. Yep. I have to set that to the side.
Yep.
And you're seeing like Leon, you're seeing with fresh eyes. You're like, no, this is bad behavior. Stop it. And yep. we're just like, that's what well, she
that's
does.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's not. Just, I was telling Scarlett. I said it's not the thing that I get the idea that bad people make good TV.
She's too much.
But she's just a terrible human being. It's not even good TV
anymore.
Yeah,
it's crossed a line for me. It's like, used to be bad people make good TV. Now it's, you're a very horrible human being. And I don't believe anyone should be subjected to you anymore.
Unless you're Erica Jane and scam, you know, burn victims and all of that out of millions of dollars, you're fine and can be on television.
Oh, my God. You guys know when I get my car thing fixed, I'm going to the Pasadena house because I want to find the cliff. I want to find the goddamn cliff.
Where he drove off of and got ejected from?
This alleged cliff. I looked at the aerial view. I can't find it. So
I just got a message on the computer that our Zoom meeting starts in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, we better get off here then.
Wait, so we all have various alarms set for all the wrong times. And we're just
oh, well, good thing the episode's over.
This podcast has everything except for time, space, or rules. None of it counts.
This year's hottest new podcast has everything.
And nothing, all at the same time.
Oh, at the same time.
Scarlett, where can they find
us? You can find us on all
your Wait, I'm sorry. So, Allison, do you have anything else to add?
Shut the up, Ramona.
You can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms, pftmedia.com, rhorpodcast.com, where you can find Allison's other show, Witty Bitch. You can find links to our Patreon, to links to buy our merch, which is awesome. You can
the Zennia link is there.
Zenny, get the name right. Zennia. It's Zenny!
Well, when you guys cut a commercial, you can correct me.
All of our sponsors' links are there. BetterHelp, Zenny, whatever else we got. You can leave us a voicemail at 434-214-0045, and you can find us on all the social medias. Reach out, slide into our DMs. We like it.
Good job.
We love it.
We want some
Allison, can they email us anywhere?
If they'd like to email us, and specifically Leon, if you would like to email me, Leon, you can email me from leon@rhorpodcast.com with specific instructions on how to make a commercial for Zenny Optics. Allison with two L's.
Optical.
And I. What did I say?
We can't get it right. Either one of us. I say Zinnia. You say Zinni Optic. It's Zinni.
Optical.
Yeah, it's Zinni Optical.
Does this count as a commercial or no?
No.
Did we just get fired?
Yeah.
We just got fired. Sorry that I got us fired. I'll get us a new job.
Okay.
Okay. Allison with two L's at rhorpodcast.com. Scarlett with one T at rhorpodcast.com. Or all three of us, show@rhorpodcast.com.
All right.
Have you guys ever noticed the subject line when I email y'all something? Have y'all ever noticed the recipient line?
No, I don't pay attention to none.
Okay, so not only I send it to all of your emails. It's not just the show emails because I'm afraid if I send it.
One too. I'm like, why do I have this shit twice?
I'm going to be real honest with you guys. I don't know how to check into my show email.
There it is.
Yes, it has been.
You're eventually going to open it with 5 million.
I've been afraid to admit it to you, and I think today is the day of truth.
I have You're going to have to burn it down and start over.
I've sent the email and password multiple times. Multiple times.
You walked me through it one time.
Yeah.
Video chat.
I got you logged into it, and you're like, oh, there it is. I can see it. And you sent me a test email.
And I said, oh, how simple was that? Ian gardened it. I was like, how easy is that? And I was like, and then... immediately. And
never did it again.
I felt ashamed, so I couldn't tell you guys. But I love you guys.
I love you too. I gotta get out of here.
Sorry.
Right, we love sorry. Iowa too. Iowa,
we love you, Iowa. We love you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy Hilton, for loving
us.
Yes,
Kathy, giving us life.
Oh,
right,
love
you guys.
It. Love you. Bye.
Are you gonna end the show or
what? Yeah, bye. We're leaving. Bye, bitch.
We're just sending love and saying bye.
Jesus. Bye. TC.
KS.
A PFT Media production.